Welcome to the Iron Mind Podcast. Join me, Josh Brumley, as we explore the minds of those who forged their paths through legal battles, business triumphs, and creative conquests. In each episode, we sit down with inspiring individuals who've sharpened their resolve in the fires of entrepreneurship and law. From lawyers breaking barriers to entrepreneurs overcoming obstacles, we uncover the stories behind their iron wills and innovative minds. Get ready for thought-provoking conversations, practical insights, and actionable advice. This is the Iron Mind Podcast. Today we have Zenobia Harris, the CEO of the Kent Chamber of Commerce and a champion for local businesses. With a Master of Public Administration and a role as Commissioner Chair-Elect for the City of Kent Human Services Commission, Zenobia blends analytical and creative skills to drive economic development and community engagement. Her leadership has been instrumental in advancing the Chamber's mission, fostering business growth, and advocating for enterprise interests in Kent, including my own. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So I'm going to just jump right in and ask for, can you walk us through your professional journey that led you to your role as CEO for the Chamber of Commerce and what the Chamber of Commerce does and how it can help businesses?
Yeah, of course. So journey was pretty happenstance. I saw the ad for the CEO in the newsletter. And at the time I was director of enrollment over at the University of Phoenix. I'd been there for 9 years. I am at a point in my career where my mission, my personal mission, and the mission of the organization that I work for need to be aligned in order for me to stay. That was no longer the case. So I said, hey, who else goes from like a manager director to a CEO? And so I applied, and I had done some work with the chamber in the past. So at the university, we're getting ready to celebrate our one millionth graduate.
Wow.
And honestly, no one knew that we had like four campuses here. And so I joined the chamber, locked arms with Andrea Keikula, who was the CEO at the time, and was able to just promote the university as a whole. And so that's my relationship with the chamber. But I also, like you said in the intro, I have a master's in public administration. I have a business degree as well. My undergrad is business management. Mm-hmm. And so I'm also a serial entrepreneur. So this opportunity really is a chance for me to use my what I really love to do, which is be a businesswoman, but then also help my community. As you said, I served on the Human Services Commission for the right. City of Kent, and now I am the president for the DEIB committee, which is the equity committee, no longer on the Human Services Committee.
Oh, wow.
Always serving my city. So I'm still sitting
on it. So you're a Kent local?
Oh, I'm a Kent local.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I live and work. Not my whole life. I was born and raised in Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay. So you decided on Kent.
I chose Kent. Lucky
oh,
Kent, right?
All
so,
right.
Yeah, I chose Kent a while ago.
Okay.
And, you know, with the chamber, essentially what we are is I'm a spokesperson for the business community. And so essentially I'm keeping my ear to the ground to ensure that the legislation here in the city, that the way that our city looks, the way it presents to folks is important to us. And so I just want to make sure that I'm the voice for the business community. I meet with the mayor on a regular basis and talk about how we can ensure that the businesses are protected and the businesses are safe. And, you know, the businesses want to stay here. So we provide advocacy in a variety of different ways. Advocacy also looks like providing opportunities for networking. So we have a lot of networking opportunities, a lot of educational opportunities. So again, my job is to listen to what the community needs and then provide that. Not the chamber, right? We just happen to know everyone that can provide the services. So we're in the business of connecting folks and convening folks for the matter of getting consensus to what's important to our city.
Well, you talked a little bit about events and the benefits of being a member of the chamber. Can you talk about the Kent Business Expo and
yes.
the information about that? I know I'm really yes. excited. So tell us all about it.
Yes, so I'm super excited. So May 9th, we are having our annual business expo. About 2 years ago, we said, why don't we go regional, right? And so I locked arms with our Seattle Southside Chamber and our Renton Chamber, our Auburn Chamber, to make sure that their businesses were aware that we do have this South King Business Expo, whereas we invite restaurants and small catering companies that are here locally
yeah.
to showcase their food. That's kind of how you get people in the door,
love
right?
Food.
Right, love food. And then we have businesses showcase what they do. And what I tell people is you want to make sure that everything that you need, you can get in your community. Are you banking locally? Are you buying your car locally? Mm-hmm. Are you your insurance agent right around the corner, right? So all of those things. So businesses have the opportunity to showcase their business to the South King County. And then also there's a lot of B2B. So we have a lot of businesses that are really just interested in B2B. So the expo is set up in such a way that we have a partnership with Oriya. So they'll be doing a great workshop for our businesses just to make sure that businesses understand what the state offers, right? From a grant perspective, from an education perspective, from a license perspective. And then we'll do a B2B networking mixer. So last year we had 94 booths or 96. I can't remember.
Just under 100.
Yeah, just though. Under 100 booths. And so we've got some dedicated time for those 100 booths to get together and make sure that no one misses out on that B2B opportunity. Mm-hmm. And then we start giving free samples, free food. We call it the flavors of South King County because, as you know, the food is very diverse.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're going to have folks come in, open it up to the community, and they'll come in and shop local and eat local, and it'll be a great time. And we appreciate you all being the presenting sponsor
That's true.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeedy.
So. So how many people attended last year or the year before? What's the average attendance of this event?
Yeah, so you know what? It really fluctuates, and I'm going to be honest. So 2 years ago, we had almost 2,500 people come through the door, but I think that's because COVID, and we were like the only thing happening, and so we didn't have to really compete with anything else. Last year was a little under 1,000 that came through, so it was a little smaller.
So we got to shoot for 3,000.
We got to shoot for 3,000. Why don't we?
I can make it happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
I can help make it happen. All right, if you're listening to this podcast, what date?
May 9th.
Okay, how do they buy tickets?
It is free to the community.
Oh, my God. It's free?
It's free to the community.
Free food?
Yes. Free food,
wow.
Free samples, free education, free connections. And so thank you so much to all of our sponsors for making it available and free to our community. Come on over and check it out.
Love to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So what are some key initiatives besides the Business Expo that the Chamber has been working on?
Yeah, so we just wrapped up the legislative session, right? And so we're just waiting to see if the governor is going to put any funds available for safety for our community. Mm-hmm. We were working close with the city of Kent on some legislation that was going to, it was a tax, right? And normally businesses, we don't want that, but it was for the purpose of safety and making sure we have enough officers. So we're kind of keeping our ear to the ground and looking at safety for our businesses. I'm also involved in commercial affordability. So having those conversations at a county level on, is Kent the place for your business to be, and is it affordable? So all of our new businesses that are starting are small business, minority-owned businesses, making sure that Kent is a place that they can call home. There's a couple of other things going on as it relates to advocacy work. So they're looking at districting for the city of Kent for your city hall. And so if you need more information on that, you can definitely reach out to the chamber. And then there's like a raise the wage that happened in our neighboring city over in Renton. And so obviously we're keeping an eye on that too. So there's a lot of things cooking all at the same time. But essentially what we want to do is make sure that the business community can thrive here in the city of Kent.
What are ways that joining the chamber helps the business community thrive? What are resources and benefits to joining the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, so it really just depends on the size of your business, right? And so some businesses, let's talk about nonprofits, right? Mm-hmm. We know as business owners that nonprofits are really filling in the blank for a lot of our businesses. They're feeding the unhoused. They are housing the unhoused. They are making sure that our kids have backpacks and all of that stuff for
diapers,
school.
Diapers and food and everything.
Yeah. Right? So they're filling in the blank. So a nonprofit member for the chamber is really going to go to the chamber for that connection to those big businesses, the connection to make sure that there are some organizations that they pay their staff to go and volunteer, or you know, folks want to know how can
they
give
their money.
Did you
know Brumley Law Firm does that? Brumley Law Firm pays their staff to go volunteer.
Well, that's a wonderful thing.
We have a paid time off program for volunteerism.
I absolutely love it.
You got to tell everyone.
There's a lot of company. Well, believe me, I will. You'll be knocking on the door for that. So that's a great opportunity for our nonprofits, right? And then when you think about our food vendors, just getting out and networking with people, take your catering business for catering to a small party of 50 to a corporate party of 250. So it really just depends. And essentially, if you want to have the word out about your business or logo placement, or you want to post something on the radio, or you want to have a radio commercial, you want to post something in Kent Reporter, we have connections with all of those businesses to ensure that you can get the marketing that you need.
What do you think the biggest What are some of the biggest challenges that are facing businesses in Kent right now?
Yeah. I'm going to have to say the staffing is the biggest issue. And during the pandemic, we tried to figure out, where did all the workers go? And a lot of people thought, well, the workers are sitting at home and, you know, collecting their stimulus check, and they don't want to come back to work. That just cannot be the case anymore. We haven't had stimulus checks and things like that. Unemployment has since run out for folks. And so I think what has happened, I had an economist maybe a year and a half ago talk about, people just aren't born at the same rate as they were born before, which means that we have less in the working field. That's just the bottom line, that we just don't have enough people. That's why we're having this shortage. And also, I think after the pandemic, people are really just choosing a career that is near and dear to their heart. I think before COVID, it was like, let me just get a check, right? Yeah. Let me do this job. And then it came a point where I think there was a reckoning for folks, like, let me figure out what it is that I want to do. So you
saw what makes me happy.
What makes me happy. Yeah. So it was a surge in like folks opening their own business and opening nonprofits and doing volunteer work. So yeah, that's, I would have to say that the staffing is an issue for most of our businesses.
That's really interesting. I think, you know, I talk a lot about the great resignation is what they called it after COVID and people not really returning to the workforce. Brumley Law Firm has paid significant attention to keeping a finger on the pulse with the staff that we have and always looking at the staff that we will need and making sure employees are happy and making sure employees are excited about the work that they're doing, giving people an opportunity to leave with no hard feelings if this isn't a good fit for them.
Right.
I don't want someone coming here to collect a paycheck. I want someone here who's going to be as excited as I am about the mission that we have to serve people who are injured.
Right.
And if that's not you, that's okay. But if that is you and you're listening to this, I want you on my team. And we have never had a hard time finding people. We have a hard time choosing people because so many people are applying for these jobs that we open up. And it's a wonderful problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that comes from understanding what it's like to work in your business. And I think a lot of business owners don't take the time to self-reflect on what it's like to work for them.
Yeah.
Especially in this industry.
Yeah.
You know, other industries, maybe it's easy to have a nice boss, but in the law industry, it's not so easy. People have a lot of mean bosses in this industry. So if you're having a hard time as a law firm keeping staff, I'm here to tell you it's not that tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to find people who want to work for you, maybe.
Yeah, so, and what's that saying? People don't leave good jobs, they leave bad bosses.
So exactly, exactly.
That's real. And also that's keeping people psychologically safe is really important. They come to a place where they feel like their voice is going to matter.
Right.
They feel like they can come to a place where they are considered more than just a number, and that is also very important. And the benefits that are important to businesses or to employees now are a little bit different,
right?
Some before it was just money. Now it's like, do you have the right healthcare package for
me? Do you have mental health care coverage?
Mental health care coverage.
I need to talk to my counselor after COVID, and I'm not going to stop.
exactly, right? And we went from a sick bucket and a vacation bucket and, you know, right to a PTO bucket. I don't need to know why you're not coming to work. I just need to know that you're not going to be here so we can fill the gap that's necessary.
Exactly.
And so those benefits are really important, that maybe it's time for businesses to take a look at what do those fringe benefits look like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you guys offer any education to help young entrepreneurs or people who are just butting into a career of starting their own business with support being a employer instead of just an employee?
Yeah, so we are actually looking at a young professionals network because those young professionals need that assistance.
Yeah.
We need to work on like a mentor program as well, and businesses that can take on the new owners to figure out what is it or what knowledge do they have that they can actually pass on. So we'll be starting a young professionals network to make sure that we're filling in the gaps there.
I can say from my own experience that other business owners were the number one resource for me. It wasn't reading books. It wasn't getting my bachelor's degree in business. It wasn't getting my master's degree in business. It wasn't getting all the legal classes out of the way that helped me to be a lawyer. It was being a boss happened to me one day.
Yeah.
And then I was constantly struggling with being a business owner and being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to anyone that would listen. And lucky for me, John Bai, who's a real estate agent in our community here, he found me. And he took the time to really be a mentor to me when I really needed it before COVID, and talked to me about metrics and how important it is to be able to track things. Mm-hmm. And that was really the first true business owner that I ever sat down and had one-on-one time with, where he wasn't being paid to review my financial information I was providing him. Right. He was just doing it because he cared about me and wanted me to be successful the way that he had been successful, and and wanted me to leapfrog the years of mistakes from learning by doing. Right. And that's something that I'm super interested in paying forward to anyone that is interested in listening. So if there's a way I can mentor anyone or be a resource to anyone, I'm happy to do it. I just really want, if we're gonna stay here in Kent, I want Kent to be a great place to work. I want Kent to be a great place to live. And that helps, that's helps everyone.
Yeah.
We all win.
Yeah. Well, we definitely want you to stay in Kent for sure. So we're working on that as we speak.
Let the mayor know.
I will definitely make sure that if, or not if, but when that information crosses my desk, that I can connect you with some of our young entrepreneurs that are looking to grow their business for sure. Definitely.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How do you define community involvement, and why is it important for individuals and just for society in general?
I define community involvement in knowing what's happening outside of your circle and understanding that we are all in this together. Remember when I talked about the nonprofits, right? There are so many different opportunities for people to get involved within their city. And that civic engagement is so important. There are classes here in the city of Kent, like you can take a 10-week class and learn everything that's happening with policing, right? So I get a lot of questions about, Zenobia, you're advocating for more police. Do you know what's happening in our community, specifically the Black community? How can you advocate for that? And I said, well, I advocate for my businesses, and my businesses need more police. So what did Zenobia do? Zenobia took that 10-week class with the police so that I can ask those questions. What are your policies? What are your procedures? What's happening? You know, how am I explaining what's happening with policing to my community members? It's a way about understanding more than just what you have access to, and understanding that you have access to a lot more than you think, right? So going to the city website and seeing what those committees are and those commissions are and getting involved, it's really just about understanding. You don't have to join, but showing up at your city council meeting to understand what is happening in your city. That's community involvement. If you learn something new about your community, sharing that out, you know, all of those little things. So you don't have to, you know, monetarily give to anyone, but volunteering and helping people, you know, I just talked to someone about
she's
a turkey
saying
drive.
Everything I think. She's all in my head.
Is
she's
it in
saying
your
it
head?
Out of her mouth.
Exactly.
Oh my God,
that's
I love
community
it.
Involvement. Just we exist for the purpose of giving, I believe. And so you need to be giving your gifts and talents. And if you have the financial means, also your financial means, to make sure
Absolutely.
That your community has the wraparound love that it needs to survive.
Absolutely. What advice would you give to someone who wants to get involved with the community but just doesn't know how to start?
I would say look on the city website, honestly. That's where I would start. And look on the city website and figure out, am I really concerned with like what's happening at the parks? Am I really concerned about the street sign? What's going on with the litter? You know, all of those things, there's committees and commissions for every single thing that you see that you want to improve or you want to celebrate within your community. So I would probably start there. And then, of course, you're always welcome to call the chamber. We have our ear to the ground, and we'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction as it relates to your gifts, talents, and interest.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I know you have a hard stop. It's 3:10 right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go.
But
you are
that.
A wonderful guest, and I hope to have you back on the show another time.
Of course.
Because there's so much more to say. So maybe we'll do a recap after the business expo.
Yeah.
And we get 3,000 people. I'm speaking it into existence right
speaking
now.
Speaking it
into 3,000 people are going to attend the business
yes.
expo this year.
Yes.
It's free. Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
Free food. Dylan, are you coming? All
okay.
right, Dylan.
All right,
we got
Dylan.
One.
All right.
$2.99 to go.
All right. That'll work. Well,
All
thank
right.
you so much
thank
for your
you
time.
Thank you for coming. All right. Have a good day.
You too.